The show has been orchestrated, I've been caffeinated, and thanks to these ladies, freshly masturbated. Let's do this. The show is orchestrated, I am caffeinated, and freshly masturbated. Let's do this. Episode 42, and I am laughing because I am watching these girls try not to laugh during the quiet section of the podcast.
I was trying to put my cup down, and I was like hovering, and then I'm like, it's going to make noise.
And then Dom's over here laughing.
I know, because she watched me hover the fucking thing, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, that is
great. I don't want to be that girl.
That is great. Oh, my God. Today, we got Trixie, we got Dom, we got Daddy Matt, and we got me. And we're here.
Who's me?
You know me. I am the Cigar Star 43. No, Ryan's here. What's up, guys?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, morning.
Yes, good morning.
It has been an exciting week.
It's been definitely different.
It definitely has.
A random conversation at a restaurant popped yes. off a whole lot of stuff.
All she did was get veggies. She got veggies, and now here we are.
There we go.
We got veggies, and now I've seen her naked.
Head being fucked and sucked and licked.
Fucked and sucked and everything in between. Yeah, absolutely.
When you find your people, it doesn't matter yeah. where you find them, yep. at a casual restaurant.
Yep, you know, like you gravitate toward them, you know.
Well, it was all because I was like, why do you look familiar? I know you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did know her.
Then I look over and I go, I think they'd like the podcast.
Boy, you hit that on the head. They're pretty awesome people.
That I did, yeah. So I think they're going to come out next weekend.
Yay.
That's what we're planning, at least.
And just so Dre hears this, my husband thinks you were the coolest dude. Mm-hmm. He was talking about it last night. He just thinks you're amazing right. and wants you to come up, like, stat.
And, like, offered you a room and everything.
Yeah.
Say. Yeah.
So come on, hang out. What's your wang out?
That's, oh, whoa. I don't know if we want that.
Well,
that's
no.
a Tennessee black snake there.
Does it bite?
It'll get you.
Does it ooze?
So Daddy Matt here started our group on Facebook, and we had a ton of action in that group. And it was Rocky's idea to start a Snap group. So I'm like, that's a good idea. So I was trying to figure out how to start it because I'm just like technologically impaired, and I couldn't figure it out. So I jumped into our original podcast Snapchat that had one person left in it, and that was the one person that got in trouble for everything he said.
Yeah.
So I quickly edited the name, kicked him out, and added five people, six people, and that's grown into, I think we're like 50 people deep now.
That's
I
awesome.
I mean, we got a ton of people in this Snap group, and everyone is welcome to join this Snap group. How would they just look it up?
I mean, no, I think they have to
be invited.
Okay. They have to add you.
So they have to go to the Spicy Tea Podcast on Facebook, the group.
Yes, drop your
Snap yep. info. Give us your screenshot, your name. I will friend you, or Trixie will friend you. One of us will friend you. Add it back, whatever, and we will drop you into the group. And we have no rules in this group. Everything goes. Anything goes.
But if none you're easily offended.
If you take a screenshot, we're going to kick you out. I don't give a fuck if you take a screenshot and then fuck your phone. I don't care. So anything goes.
But my best advice to you would be, do not open these Snapchats while you're at work.
Oh, that's valid.
Definitely not work appropriate.
No, this group is probably, I would rate it quadruple X. Because
you think?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's definitely open with AirPods in. For sure.
Don't open it when your kids are by you.
No, definitely not. I was trying to open some last night, and we were at the restaurant, and my daughter was sitting next to me, and I got my phone like this, and I got a privacy screen on it and everything. And I was like, I'm just going to look at these later.
Well, that was me. I was opening up and trying to read the conversation,
yeah.
and I put my phone down on my lap
yeah.
to grab something. We were in the car. My daughter goes, why is there boobs? Whose boobs are you looking at? I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lisa's boobs.
My daughter would yell the same thing. She's like, who the fuck's on your phone? She'd be pissed. But then she doesn't know that her mom's in the fucking group, too.
And sent pictures.
And sent pictures.
Right.
Right. There were a lot of people shocked that she sent pictures. I was shocked she sent pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's really not like what she would do. She's seems to be kind of like I don't know what to call it. She's shy about things, which is fine.
She is. She's got a big girl job, so.
Right, and with her new big girl phone, she can take pictures by hitting the little button on the pen that it comes with.
Oh.
The new Samsung, the new whatever it is, the 23 or whatever it is. So she propped her phone up to get whatever angle she wanted and just took the pen with her and just hit the button and she can take a picture. That's how she took all those pictures.
That is so cool.
I know. We might need to borrow that phone.
Prop it up and crawl onto the bed and do whatever and just hit the button.
OnlyFans to a whole different level.
We need her phone for OF for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Holy shit.
It's a new Samsung. It's fucking great. And it comes with a little pen there.
Oh, so you admit a Samsung is a good phone.
I like the fact that it's got that. That's fucking cool.
That is so cool.
Most people use timers, but us iPhone fucks, we got to use timers. So.
I have to use a selfie mode or have somebody else take the picture.
Right. Well, now not anymore.
I have a digital camera at home and I do have a button that I can hold in my hand.
There you go.
It just, it then counts down. So then I have to stand still for 3 seconds. And
I don't even have a digital camera. I don't even have a tablet. I have nothing fancy. I'm just.
You've got a pocket computer and it can do all of those things.
That is true.
Yeah. So pull out your pocket computer. You can take whatever selfies, pictures you want, and then just upload them on the worldwide interweb.
I learned this trick on TikTok. If you want just good pictures, just take a video.
Yes, screenshot.
And then screenshot it. So I do that a lot.
Yeah, that's
but then
good.
Sometimes I watch a video and go, what the fuck? What kind of face am I making? Like, I critique myself so bad. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm one of the biggest critics on myself. I'll take a picture and I'm just like, oh, God, no. Mm-mm.
I know. I think I'm being sexy, like holding my mouth a certain way. Then I look at myself. I'm like, oh.
And then you just look MRDD.
Yeah, I look like something's wrong.
No offense.
Usually something is wrong with me, though, but that's beside the point.
Oh, that list is very long.
I know.
So we're not even going to start counting down.
No, we shouldn't do that today.
Man. Daddy Matt, you're being quiet over there. What's going on? How was your week?
So, to start off, on Sunday, I almost died.
Really?
Yes.
What happened?
So, because of the cold weather, I decided to move my truck on the inside of the garage. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is late at night, and Ryan now has the same door lock I have.
Oh, love it.
I found out it doesn't like cold weather.
Oh, shit.
Did you get a text from your doorknob the other day?
Yes. But here's the thing. Let me finish my story.
Okay.
So I'm outside. I went outside in my sleep shorts and a jacket, and that's it.
Oh.
No shirt, no underwear, no socks. I had shoes on real quick.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, I had the key with me, because otherwise I would have been fucked.
Yeah, it was so weird. I'm driving around the other day, and I get a text from my doorknob, and it tells me, cold weather conditions, please bring the key. So in case your keypad doesn't work,
who the fuck
or your
knew?
Fob doesn't work or whatever, you can key it and get into your door. Yeah. Like, my doorknob sent me this text.
This is so cool.
Yes, I got this on Thursday. I wish I would have got this on maybe on Saturday or something prior.
Right. Like, it's crazy. I'm like, I can't believe this right
my
now.
My doorknob texted me. But I mean, how many people could say that?
Right, exactly. Like, technology has really taken us to a whole new level.
And you're probably like, why? What the fuck is this text?
Like, my doorknob is inside of a building on a door. Like, there's no weather conditions that's going to stop me from getting in this room.
Except for the pile of snow.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is a pile of snow.
If it's less than 15 degrees, I recommend bringing the key. And I found out the hard way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even remember what we did with my key, if we're being honest.
Oh, fuck.
I know where it is. Yep, I know where it is. Yep, I just remember. When you gave me that look of, hey, dumbass, you showed me where you were going to put it at. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's right. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I also need to make a public service announcement.
Okay, yeah, please.
So there's white-collar holidays and blue-collar holidays. Please put your trash out on blue-collar holidays.
I thought we were going racist with this. Like, there's white holidays, you know. Like,
no, you should know, because there was a white collar holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
It doesn't mean us as trashmen are off work. It just means you get to stay home from work, and your kids get to stay home from school.
The federal
and you
employees.
Don't get any mail. But we're still out there picking up all your trash. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's only like five. Like
there's six holidays.
Holidays.
Do you know that we have floating holidays on Juneteenth? we get paid extra 8 hours on top of working that.
Well, maybe you do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was so cool the union actually has these floating holidays. So we'll get paid 8 hours on top of our regular hourly shift.
I mean, that's
just
cool.
To work like Martin Luther King Day or Juneteenth or whatever
holiday that's created. Oh, so score one for that company.
Yeah. Thank you. And they fed us 3 days last week.
I mean, you can't beat that.
They said it's cold. Y'all come in, get some soup. We got 5 buckets of soup. Like, they had potato soup. They
like
had
5 gallon buckets.
Soup, 5 gallon buckets. Chili. So we got done and we went back in there. We're just scooping that shit out with a ladle and just eating soup.
A ladle?
They, a ladle. A ladle.
It sounded like you said ladle.
No, ladle. Ladle.
He
ladle.
Did. He said
with
label.
A D. Because I'm all, you know, all about that D. But yeah, and we got B-Dubs one day and we got Lindsay's Pizza one day.
I mean, that is a great company.
There's a lot of rules you have to go by and abide by that did not exist at K-Company because they just didn't exist. So they just wanted the trash picked up. And this company wants the trash picked up, but you have to follow all these rules.
Because our company has a union.
Yeah, the arc.
But that's actually really good, though, because on the other hand, aside from all the rules, like, you get treats.
Yeah, there hasn't been a documented accident in this company since 2021.
Oh, wow.
So that's
why
we
keep
getting food. And we were rated number out of every location across the nation with this company. We were number 5 in the nation. Thank you very much.
So we need to move these people from this other company over.
Well, I try, but then I'd be accused
I get
of
more
poaching.
Money.
You make more money. That's true. That's true. But yeah, mine ain't bad.
Yeah, I pulled 65 and a half hours this week.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is. Yeah. You got a lot of money yesterday. Did Dom. You not, Dom?
I did. I got a nice bonus just for going in for a few hours, and
awesome.
That was on top of my hourly rate, so...
Nurse life.
It was definitely worth.
Hashtag
yeah, if you guys
life.
Didn't know, our Dom is a nurse. She can not only take care of you sexually, but she can take care of you after she hurts you.
Physically.
Absolutely. We're trained to save lives, but we also know how to kill you at the same time.
That's
she also
right.
knows how to break bones. So.
Well, yeah, she breaks her own, though, instead
Last
of other
summer,
people.
Last summer, she kind of broke her foot out here. So.
Yeah, there's that. She's a klutz.
Yeah, she says.
It's not my fault somebody put a hole in the fucking walkway.
All right, so let me be clear. It is not a hole. It is a track for a door to slide through. But Dom here decided to just stick her foot down in it and then keep walking. So, and then she says, my foot hurts a little bit, well, and then pulls her sock off.
But wait,
and
I also said after it happened, I think I broke my toes. And yeah. Everyone's like, no, you didn't. You probably just, it's
stoked
just hurt.
Them.
Like,
just
you're fine.
Them.
You're just yeah. being a baby. No, broke 2 fucking bones.
I still have the picture of your bruised foot. Yeah,
it was terrible.
But then we come to the pool, and mm-hmm. I'm expecting her to be like in a cast or something. She's walking around with nothing. I'm like, what are you doing? You have a broken foot. Oh, I took the boot off.
That I wanted only, to get in the pool.
That was only one documented time. To be fair, if anybody listens to this podcast, she wore it all the time.
No, she did.
She had it on all the time.
Yes, I did.
She did. She just she wanted to get girl. In the water that
yeah,
day. And
right,
I was like,
yeah.
okay, you're excused. You can't yeah. necessarily wear the boot in the pool.
If it was like an air cast, you'd float. You right. could just use that as your flotation device.
Okay, well, it was an air cast, but I wasn't wearing it in the water. But no. you're right.
Like, what are you doing? Floating on my air cast.
There is only one documented time that I did not have my boot on.
Wasn't there a picture or something that popped up or... We saw it. I can't remember.
I was playing guitar at Bowling Green.
Oh, yes.
And
I
didn't want my
well.
Ugly boot in it.
You yeah. were playing guitar?
Yes, she was.
Well, I was just pretending.
There was air guitar?
Yeah.
No, it was a real guitar.
Oh. Remember, tell them about the people we met up there.
Well, I don't remember a whole lot about them, but like we were just okay. driving around being yeah. drunk and crazy, and yes. we ran into these people, and they invited us over, and... I'm pretty sure this was the couple where, like, the wife was being, like, super crazy, yelling at everybody for coming
yes.
over to their camper area and drinking their booze. And she's
I
like, I didn't bring
her.
Booze for you. I brought them for me and my husband, blah, blah, blah. And she's yelling at one specific guy.
Right.
But we're sitting there and, like, her husband's like, hey, try this. And he's handing us bottles. And she's yelling at this other guy about, like, don't drink our booze. We didn't bring it for you.
Right.
And he's like, let me just try these booze. And the guy pulls out a guitar and he starts singing. And playing in the car. And it was really, really good.
All of the liquor.
In the meantime, the wife is bitching.
Yeah. Right. Well, she left. She took her little go-kart.
Her little bitch cart.
Bye, it's bitch. Gone.
But then I think it was his dad also was playing the guitar.
Yeah, dad. Yeah, dad was in and out of jail. I remember that story. Like, he was... telling us all the tea there.
Yeah, and I just really wanted a cute picture of me at Bowling Green. So I was like, hey, I'm going to hold this guitar and take my boot off. Ryan, take a picture of me.
I did. Yeah. It's a good picture.
It was.
So, yeah, Bowling Green was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, for sure. So this week we have a taste test. So last week we went to Hibachi Grill, and Daddy Matt said we should try this pineapple flavored sake. So he bought a bottle, and we're going to try pineapple flavored sake.
Ooh, it smells good.
Why was I not invited to this dinner?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was my daughter's birthday. I don't know. It's the same group of us that always go.
I know.
Ooh. Plus me.
Did you smell it or did you taste it?
No, I tasted it. That is good.
Cheers,
salute,
bitches.
Everybody.
Oh, this
to
is
2024.
Good.
2024. Yeah.
Wow.
That is excellent.
Oh, much better than the shit they squirt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably fucking toilet water.
Excuse me.
It's probably toilet water.
Oh, they probably do just take it right out of the bag.
Is that a yellow bottle or was it?
It's a yellow bottle, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, you poured some out and it's still yellow.
It's stained.
Yeah. We'll have to get some of that and we need to hire a sushi chef to come out here and make sushi, and then we'll drink sake.
I don't like sushi. He can make chicken too.
Okay.
So I don't.
You can eat this dick.
$250.
Our little chef was so amazing. Like, we had two chefs because there were so many of us. And your guys' chef wasn't that great. He wasn't fun. Mine was hilarious. He kept calling me mommy. Mm-hmm. And then he said, open them sexy lips, mommy. Yeah. I was like, oh, did you guys hear that? He called me sexy. Come on, sexy lips. But he just wanted to throw rice in my mouth.
You sure do got a pretty mouth. Mm.
I'm sure he would have put more in my mouth.
Probably,
my husband not been sitting right beside me because he kept calling him daddy, too. It was really weird.
That's funny.
But he was hilarious.
Yeah. So that was really good. I like that.
That is very good.
That was yummy.
Do you want any more?
We have today on the show, we have pictures. Ooh, I got more sake too. Yeah. So we got pictures to see this week. And if you remember last week, Stefan sent in a picture of his forearm. I mean, his penis. not my fault. And we rated that. Well, we had talked about his penis a little bit on the show. So this week he has sent us more pictures of his balls.
No, he actually did not send balls.
I haven't looked at it yet, so I don't know. What did he send?
He sent another dick pic.
Okay.
And then he also sent, like, him in the mirror with his fucking tattoos that are sexy.
Okay.
And his underwear, and you can see the bulge.
Well, I'm glad you got it, because I don't have it.
But does his tattoo, I can't read backwards, and it's old English, but it looks like.
Oh, I don't know.
S-C-O-O-Y, maybe?
I think it spells Mandingo.
Mandingo. But if these are his balls, I'm very impressed.
Let's see,
you cannot see. It's in his underwear.
Holy shit.
But if that's your balls, homie.
Well, he did tell me how long he is.
Oh, and how long is he?
He's 10 and a half.
10 and a half? Soft?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
But then.
About to be like, I'm sorry for every woman you have ever been with. Woman, I am sorry. I apologize on behalf of his dick.
But he definitely listened to what we said because mm-hmm. he's got this dick laying down now on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
This thing looks like a fucking kielbasa sausage.
Right.
Mega pint.
Mega pint.
Look, it is a nice dick. And the veins.
Right.
It's impressive, homie.
Over here agreeing with everything, but I'm pretty sure in our group chat we discussed the fact that, like, men don't look at other men's dicks like that.
Well, when they're put on a picture in front of you, you have no choice to look at it. But I imagine when he walks in a bedroom and he pulls his pants off, this is what you hear. Oh, as you guys can tell, I have a new soundboard.
And he's having so much fun.
I'm like a little kid playing with buttons over here, but I don't know what they all do, so I'm not going to start hitting buttons through the show. I got to get used to them, so yeah.
But his dick is very impressive, and those balls. But I'd like to see the balls.
Yeah.
I want to see the
balls. Yeah, you did say you wanted to see the balls.
Without the underwear, please. And I just fucking hit my face on the mic. That drink, that sake's got me feeling good.
You want this one?
No.
Okay, good.
I feel like that stuff could be like dangerously good. Oh. Like it was good.
Yes.
It is. We used to go, a guy in the chat that we have, Jake M. So Jake M and I used to work together. We would go to sushi bars once in a while on our days off, and we would just get bottles of sake.
Oh, that's Jake?
That's Jake.
Oh.
Yeah. Not Jake Ub from State Farm.
No.
Jake.
Jake.
Yeah. So that's him. And we would go sushi bars, and we'd get sake, and we'd just eat sushi. We'd get those big sushi boats because we had that Temkin money.
Yeah.
That's just $80 a boat. So we would sit there and eat sushi and just drink sake. It was awesome. I loved our mandates. It was fun.
He's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
His girlfriend is my favorite.
Yeah.
I love her.
Unfortunately, I have not seen them, and I cannot tell you how long because it's
been over a year, I think.
I know. It's bad. And when I think about not seeing my buddy, it's just like... There we go. Another one for you.
So Daddy Matt had sent us some pictures.
I thought you almost said Daddy Matt had sex. I was like, what are we not talking about right now?
No, he sent us pictures of a female. Mm-hmm. And she would like ratings.
She's 27 from the South.
Yeah, give us a breakdown of this song.
She's into older men very much.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started talking on Twitter months ago, and I told her about the podcast. Said, hey, can I rate your body? Because she sends me pictures a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. There's a lot of pictures
here. Yeah, she actually sent me some of her underwear, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Did she wash them first?
No.
Oh, atta girl.
So you're the guy that likes underwear?
Sometimes.
Do you sniff them?
Do you hang them on the wall? I have, yeah.
They're actually hanging above my bed.
There you go.
How much do you pay for those?
I didn't pay anything for these.
Really?
Yeah. She sent me two pairs, actually.
Dom's over here like, you know, I have a post office right down the street from my house. You know,
I actually do have a post office.
I know where you live. Right.
I know where you live, too. The post office is walkable if you don't have a broken foot.
Good thing my bones are healed. Yeah, that's right.
So the pictures of her next to the door, the white door, I have those pair of panties, those green panties.
Let's see. Where's the door?
Okay, oh, this pair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then she sent me another pair as a secret surprise.
Ooh, I like surprises. That's good.
So the carpet matches the drapes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to scroll through them right now. All right. So, yeah. Is that red hair? That's a great picture. I like the red. I like red. Mm-hmm. Red's my color, I think.
I like red and girls. I think it looks really sexy.
It really does. Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite picture has to be the one where she's on the bench in front of the lake. That's a really hot picture.
Let's see. Oh, there's butthole. Yep, there's butthole. It just jumped out of me. It was like, oh, butthole.
I actually think my favorite picture is her looking at herself in the mirror.
That is a good picture, Dom. I like that.
I do like the one where she's looking at herself in the mirror.
I love that picture. It's like she's not naked at all. She's fully, she's got a bra and underwear on.
Which one? There's two of them.
This one.
Okay, there's one a little further down where she has the bra unsnapped. But
the red one with the bra unsnapped in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that one too, but this one, it just looks classy, but she's kind of mean mugging herself in the mirror.
Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, do you look in the mirror every day and not
make
faces
myself
at yourself?
No, I do. Absolutely.
Well, I think she went on a chat or something, or someone hit her up and doing photography. So these are boudoir photos.
Ooh.
And then she slept with him for payment.
Oh, well, that a girl.
She's also married.
Oh.
Really? All mm-hmm. right.
Claims to be a hot wife.
A hot wife. Well, she's a hot wife. What does a hot wife mean?
A hot wife is someone that lets the partner sleep around.
Okay.
I'm definitely not a hot wife.
That likes to share.
Mm. If I have to like a naked picture, it's definitely this one where I said the carpet matches the drapes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, she looks but she looks so young.
Mm-hmm.
She's 27.
She's like a young looking 27.
You like
okay?
You
well,
like
the rest young. Of us aren't much older than that.
Speak for yourself.
I'm much older than that, honestly.
So am I. Some of these pictures, it looks like she's really got a butt, but then one picture looks like she has no ass.
Yeah.
The one where she's brushing her hair, it doesn't look like she has much of an ass at all.
Hmm. Yeah, they.
But she's very. She's very photogenic.
She is.
She's got nice tits.
Mm-hmm. I love this one with the stool. I like that. So do you like, I like boudoir pictures. I think they're great. You know what I want to see are, I would love to see the wife do one as within a group of the Gothic boudoir. You know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That would be the shit. I love those.
Okay.
So I would love to see her and a group or whoever go do these this shot. I think it'd be great.
Well, I mean,
I'll fucking pay for it.
Let's, I was gonna say this. His birthday's in October. Gluck gluck.
That's so right.
So consider it.
Right. I think it'd be cool. Yeah, I see.
What kind of rating we were getting?
Like, all right, on a rating from this girl. Okay.
Well, what specifically? Like overall, are we rating specific parts? Are we rating the pictures? What does the rating consist of?
I would say just overall.
Overall. I don't want to start.
Okay. I'm going to give her strong 8.5, leaning toward 9.5, just because she did send the panties. Definitely. That's good. And they were not washed panties, so kudos. I'm going to give her a 9 because she didn't wash them.
Well, I told her I wanted cum-soaked panties.
There you go.
Oh, well.
It was probably, was it crusty by the time you got them?
No.
They're still wet? She vacuum sealed.
Well, they're not wet, but they're, well, maybe they were still wet, but like mine don't get crusty.
Well, I mean, okay. So picture yourself wearing panties and then coming in them and then just throwing them on the floor for a week. And then, I mean, they'd be crusty, right?
Well, I told her to stuff them inside to soak up all the juices.
There
too.
You go. There you go.
Oh Lord. They are, okay.
Let's hope it wasn't open the Ziploc bag, turn the sink on for a minute and rinse them around and mail them out.
So what is your rating?
I'm going to go with an 8. Yeah. I'm good with that.
8's good.
She's attractive, and I do like the pictures.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go with you. I think about an 8. Mm-hmm. I feel like she wears the same kind of bras I do, because the bra pictures make it look like she's got really big boobs. But when you take them off, I mean, they're still a really good size, but they're not huge. Mm-hmm. I love the pictures in the mirror. I am not a woman. I mean, I'm not a man.
Not a woman.
I'm not a man, but I do not like butthole pictures. There's nothing attractive about that to me.
I'm so glad you said it, because I was thinking it.
Yeah, I'm not into butthole pictures. So that was for me kind of like a, like,
yeah,
maybe men really like the butthole picture, but I don't.
Well, we've discussed as my feelings on the butthole. Like, I'll eat the butthole. I'm not necessarily going to love eating the butthole, but I love eating pussy.
Right.
That's great.
But her pictures, some of them are very classy. And so I'm going to give her an 8.
Okay.
She's definitely got that innocent look to her face. Like, she looks like she could be very sweet and innocent. But she also looks like she could be a hell of a bitch.
Right. Yeah. On initial thought of opening the pictures, I just, you know, hit the messenger and I opened them up and it was like, damn! So, yeah. That's good. You love these sound effects.
Ryan's going to use this toy.
Especially that one came from Friday.
Thing. I know it
I love it. I love Friday's it. My movie, man. Love that
so
movie.
I'm going with 8.5 as well. I asked her if I can share some of her story. She said yes as well.
Okay, cool.
So, she was posting on Facebook or some kind of site or whatever. Said I was posting things for sale, such as clothing. Had some guy message me saying he was interested. I figured it was for his wife. He came over to look at the clothes. He asked if I had any panties or lingerie for sale. I told him I might have some. I have to check. He asked if I could try them on and see how it looks. It turned into him pounding me, and he was a horny 54-year-old.
Oh.
Okay.
And then last week, she told me she slept with a 72-year-old.
Oh,
shit.
Jesus. He's that's like old enough to be my grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I just got to know, like,
Gilf.
Is this, like, is she getting paid to fuck these guys?
No.
Or is it just fucking?
She's just fucking. She has told me she has given oral to over 100 men and has sex and has actual sex with over 60.
So her dentist knows that she's been given lots of head.
Her dentist knows for sure.
Wow.
She walks out of that dentist office and she's all just like, yes, yes.
So she probably is even giving the dentist some head. Clean my teeth, bitch, and pull it out.
She does sleep with the landlord once a week.
I mean, that's got to count.
Is she getting something off her rent?
I don't know.
We need to find out.
Would you ever sleep with like an elderly, not elderly, but like a man in his 70s?
No.
I absolutely would.
I don't know that I could.
I mean, they would have to not look their 70. Age.
Yeah.
Like, but there are some salt and pepper men who are very sexy, and I absolutely would let one of them rock my world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think it's my profession that comes to my brain when I'm asked these questions.
Okay, but yeah, not a nursing home patient.
Yeah. Well, no, but when I think of a 70-year-old man...
Okay, so, like, I'm thinking of Ryan's stepdad here. Like, that man could rock my world anytime, any place, any day. You name it, I'm there.
Do we have a picture of him?
I do not think I do.
I guarantee you do.
I'll find one after the show, though.
He is a sexy man, and I would let that motherfucker take advantage. I don't even know how old he is, but he could take advantage of me.
Right.
I mean, yes, there are older men that I look at, and I'm like, the things I would do to them.
I'm telling you, I feel like with their experience and the amount of people that they've probably been with over the years, like, they could probably teach us a few things.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Would you believe I'm actually, like, sweating in here this time?
I am, too.
Like, I'm sweating. I don't know if it's the sake or if it's this heater on my back, but...
I came out here in a hoodie, and the hoodie's off, the t-shirt is on, and I'm just, like, hot.
I haven't wore, like, warm clothes because it's always so cold in here. I got my boots on and everything, and now I'm like, whew, I gotta start taking clothes off.
I mean, I'm going to turn the heater back on so you do.
It's funny because I'm just over here, like, kind of chilled.
Yeah.
Well...
Are you chilly? You want the heat back up?
No, she's good. Okay. She can wear my coat.
Can I just have my penguin hoodie for over there? I'm just kidding.
See, it did drop. I bet you it's probably like a whole 70 in here right now. 72.
76 still. 76. I just looked.
Okay, seriously?
We're good. Yeah.
So I got this new toy today from Daddy Matt.
Oh, yes, you did.
Please I'm going to give it to Nikki or Dom.
Okay.
Shit. Well, you called my name out last week, so fuck you.
That's true.
I'm going to give it to Dom because it is more up her alley than me. It is a penguin sucker.
Yeah. What does the penguin sucker do?
It's a clit sucker.
It tickles the clitoris. Yeah.
The clitoris. My favorite.
I do have something else for Trixie as well.
Oh.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on. Back to the why can't I talk?
I don't know.
Clitoris sucker. I wonder if you guys use it on the tip of your head, how that would feel. Because it just goes back and forth.
Does it?
I mean, do we need to open it right now?
We might have to.
Through the sweatpants, though, because that might be weird when she goes home to use that later. Like, she's going to have pre-cum all over it.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, maybe you get into that. I don't know.
Maybe I feel nothing with it. I don't know.
Think you will feel nothing.
So I don't think, if it's the one I think it is, I don't think it actually has anything inside. It uses, like, the air.
Oh.
If it's like the one that I've had before.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's more of an airy feeling.
Mine has this thing that moves back and forth, kind of like a little tiny tongue.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Is it great?
It is so amazing.
How long do you use it before you?
I mean, it just depends. I could get off in 30 seconds, or if I do that, like that, as we call edging.
Yes.
It could take 20 minutes. Like, just depends. And it depends where my brain's at. You know, if the dogs are barking or if, you know.
Only a 20-minute edge?
A few minutes in and it's like.
But you can only hold it back so long. I mean, at some point, you're going to, like, have a seizure or a stroke or something if you, like.
No, you wouldn't like me at all then.
There it is, all over the floor
now. A big kid in his toys.
I know.
No, I could not handle you. I'm less than 30 minutes to an hour is pushing it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I like to torture women sexually.
Oh, no, I'm the one that I'm going to kick you in the balls if you torture me too much, and then you're going to be sad.
I absolutely love to overstimulate. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. My body can't handle multiple orgasms back to back. Like, I feel like I can't walk the next day. Like, I'm dehydrated.
But I guess you one like Stefan with scoliosis.
Yeah, no, that would not be good. And I did tell.
Oh, the wife my God.
That, oh, I gotta hear, feel this thing.
This Let's thing's amazing.
It's just air.
I don't think it would do
it's
anything.
It's just a vibration and air.
Let's see.
You want me to try it?
Just through your sweats.
Might work on a nipple.
I don't know.
Yeah, put it on your nipple.
On my nipple.
Put it on. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Let's try this.
Hold on. I got to take a picture of this.
I got nothing.
You can turn up the vibration.
Turn it up. Okay. All right.
This is crazy.
It might be getting hard. It's getting hard. See, I don't feel anything. No, no, nothing through the sweats. That feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Thank you, Mr. Penguin.
Okay. No, I'm good. You sure?
I'm good.
You sure?
Go ahead and put it on my hand.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He even has a bow tie.
I know.
He's so cute.
He's a professional.
He's a professional.
Is Trixie ready for her other gift?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm kind of scared. Oh. I don't know what that sound was.
That was the splat.
So someone was complaining about her feet.
Oh, I love you. These are what's up.
Daddy Matt's like the gift that just keeps on giving.
It smells like lavender.
It's exfoliating for the feet.
So maybe you want to come lick my feet?
There you go.
Maybe later.
Maybe later. I love this. Thank you. It's even supposed to do like the feet peeling.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Fuck yeah.
It's called baby feet.
Oh, well, I don't know that anything will get my feet back to that, but...
Nothing could get your feet back to that.
But I'm excited to go home and do this.
Other than maybe soaking them in cum.
Hey, oh, that yeah. will do it.
That's, oh, God, here we go again.
Yes.
God.
Your magic lotion.
It is the best. I need some.
So I actually left the last time I was here, and I went home, and I was talking about the fact that you were like, I just want to rub it all over my face.
Yes.
It feels good.
Yes.
Everyone thought I was crazy. And I'm like, yeah, you should just meet Trixie.
Then they obviously have not tried it.
We had a friend of the show, and she had told me stories about back in the day when her husband and her just started. They were just talking. He had roommates, and they would all come into a bottle, and she would drink that bottle because she enjoyed cum so much that that's what she would do.
I don't know that I could.
I mean, that's like warm cum, cold cum, everything just kind of combined.
I feel like if I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I want to extract it.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to work for it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to just be like. Hey, you want some of my jizz from last night?
Right.
Like, no, that's not sexy to me.
Mm-mm.
I want to be the one to produce it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, would you just randomly,
no.
like...
No, no, I'm listening to him tell me the story, and I'm trying really hard not to make a face or gag into right. the mic, because it's...
My God, who the hell cares?
Okay, so let's talk about something, and I don't want to offend anybody, so I hope.
Oh, there's no offense here.
Well, if she's listening, I hope she doesn't take offense to it.
Okay.
But the other night when that person on our group squirted, I straight up said, "Babe, that's pee."
That's what the wife said.
That's pee.
Yeah. It had a yellow hue.
But not only that, like, there was so much, and I'm not saying a squirt can't be that much, but that was a lot. Like, that had to be pee.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, so you know that, like, when a girl squirts, it's not just, yeah, it's both. Yeah.
It is both.
I've said that, people don't believe me.
No, it is.
It absolutely is.
Right.
They literally taught us that in nursing school.
But there was so much, like, but... In my head, though, I'm thinking, I wonder if her boyfriend, like, puts a 20 ounce down there and like, oh, gathers it up.
Really?
To drink it.
I don't know.
I thought that was you. So I looked over at him real quick.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
That is hot. But no, it was a very hot video. I was like, was, God damn.
I know. I watched it a few times. I have to be.
Well, I had to watch it twice, too, to make sure I knew what I was looking at. Because, like, I critique these things.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was like, she just pissed.
Yeah. But the one with the suction cup.
I mean, she's got skills. I don't know why she's giving these for free. She definitely
stop
needs...
talking about paying for this shit. God damn it.
Well, within our group, that's
next
one thing.
Next thing you know, it's going to be, oh, you can pay for this.
But she needs to be selling her shit.
Yeah, I agree. She should have a separate
She's thing. Like a fucking freak.
She makes some money.
I love it. I think it's, I love getting these videos. Right. I love getting these pictures. To me, it's just a good time. It's like-minded individuals. We're having fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it.
And I'm really quiet in the group. And Ryan called me out on that last week or earlier this week. And it's just because, like, I open this shit and I'm at work or my kids are right next to me. And I'm like, I don't know how to respond right now. Like, I need to think about it. And then there's so much more that happens that I'm like, I can't even scroll back and comment on it.
Well, I can't. Yeah. I will get on after hours and there's so much conversation I can't catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't even try anymore.
Right.
But I will look at all the pictures.
Yeah.
But I love our little group. So yeah, you guys got to get on there and like.
Yeah. Go to the Facebook group. Look us up. Spicy Tea Podcast off of Facebook. It's a group. Throw us your QR. We'll throw you into the snap.
I'm more of a watcher also. Mm-hmm. I do share a couple pictures here and there. But seeing all her stuff makes me want to take more.
Yeah.
So I got to get on it. And this group made my husband horny as fuck last night.
I know the feeling.
I was sleeping and he woke me up to rubbing all over me and basically like, lay on your back. We're doing this. So I was like, all right.
Yeah. We were laying in bed last night watching it. We were like critiquing videos and looking at things and we were just watching TV and we were just tired. So we didn't do anything, but.
I was already asleep, and my husband comes in and starts like sliding his fingers in me, and I'm like, "Oh." Mm. Normally, once I'm asleep, that's it. But I could tell he wasn't going to go to sleep until he busted a nut. So I'm like, "Okay, let's do this, so I can go to sleep."
Like he said in the video, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. That's when he's right. Like, "Can you go get me my bottle of Hennessy and a beer?" I'm like, "Oh, I." Yeah. Then he was like, "You could do a shot with me." I'm like, "No." So he had my daughter do a shot with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Thank God she likes to drink." She's only 16. Yes, I'm a bad mom.
I need to drink. I need You're to drink mom. Tonight as well.
I am a fun mom.
I need a hot tub and drink it tonight. That's what I got
to
do.
Well, I have to work tonight, but when I get off work, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to go home and drink because it's been a dry week.
Right. Yeah, we don't got to stay.
Well, you already had some sake.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Thank God I have plenty of time to get it out of my system.
One little shot. It's going to be gone within the hour.
Yeah, it'll be gone within
an hour. I know.
Yep. It was like one drink. I swear one drink. And the next thing you know, it's just
I have to be in the mood. Like
shots are flowing. Beers are flowing.
Last summer.
Well, like, I swear, all I want to do is sit by the pool and just kind of soak in the sunlight.
This is like rave music.
And then it was like, oh God, I had too much to drink.
Listen, I'm sitting on the side of the pool with my broken foot.
Right.
Just living my best summer life. Pale and pasty, even after an entire summer of sun.
And it entertains your kids, too.
That's true. Yeah.
That's why I come out here all the time during the summer. Even if I don't get in the pool, the kids are in the pool. They're having fun. Mm-hmm. I'm just soaking it up.
Yeah.
Well, this year you got a nice big deck to sit on. Oh, and
can't wait.
It's going to be so great.
We just need a pool heater.
I know. I'm working on it. Like I was telling you, we have oil and gas coming out here. So if that goes through and that money flows through, I will buy a pool heater, number one, first thing.
I'm not going to let you forget either.
Oh, God, I know.
I think Ryan needs a lazy river.
A lazy river? Yes.
A lazy river would be great.
Oh.
Well, you get the backhoe. Come out here and we'll start digging a lazy river throughout the property.
Is the wife listening right now? Because she's going to whoop your ass.
Well, not right now, but she will be.
As soon as I hit submit,
right. it's gonna go.
But a lazy river is such a great idea. We could even just do it the pool, down the hill a little bit.
Mm. We don't want to do it off the pool. Don't bring the pool into it. Just do a separate thing.
Yeah.
Well, separate fuck thing. You.
Well, you'd have to drain the pool, and then fill it back up, and you'd have to chlorinate all that water, and you know what we need? We need those Indian guys off of TikTok that just show up and start digging holes. Next thing you know, you have this fantastic looking, river, pool, whatever, and they line it and they put rocks around it and roofs and like cooking sheds and the whole thing. And
well, just call the Amish; they like to dig and bury and build.
That's true.
Yeah. We got a lot of those around this area. That's good, ain't it?
Right across the street, I got Minna and I'm like, listen, I know that you're an off branch of the Amish society, but could you come over and dig a pool? You're the Temu version of Amish.
I probably wouldn't start the conversation that way.
Should I? Okay. Excuse me, sir. How are you? How's your day? That's great. Oh, by the way, I know you're a Temu version of the Amish society.
I need Jedediah.
Get a shovel. Come on over. Let's do this.
Are you saying a Temu version?
Temu version. Temu is
the new wish.
Yeah, it's the new wish. It's like the knockoff version of.
Oh, I know. Amelia spent a lot of money this year on Temu to buy presents for friends.
Yeah. I like Temu, but most of their stuff is
Chinese.
Yeah. It's very generic.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Get
shopping is over.
I think I need that pen.
I have an addiction. Here.
Give me the pen.
Hold the pen.
Was that the pen?
That's the pen.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
That's
that.
Not her pen. That's my pen. That's what I pen over.
I think since Dom missed the pussy tasting, I think we need to have her taste it.
Oh, you have any more?
Oh, it's right here. Oh, I just cracked it open.
I want one.
The pussy is really good.
I know. No, I could drink one right now.
I did taste it. It is good. I like
it.
Yeah. And it's more of a natural energy, which is insane because when I worked the other night, mm-hmm. I drank 4 Red Bulls in a 4-hour period, but I was so tired.
She's going to have a heart attack.
They do nothing for me. I just like the taste of them. They don't wake me up.
The only thing I didn't like was that my blood pressure accelerated.
Did it?
So hopefully this doesn't do it. I mean.
Oh, and that is so good.
Unfortunately, it is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It was $27 for a 6-pack.
That's stupid.
That shit's like gold. I'm sitting over here just
I'm assuming
my
that's
ass
a joke.
Right
now. It is. I'm not moving.
Until she moves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, I will be moving, but I'm not moving out of state. So sorry. I won't con you into getting your money. You'll have to find somebody else to do that.
I have plenty.
There's plenty of them out there, I'm sure.
Oh, you could find several more. There's a lot of thirsty girls.
Right. So you told me that Stefan and Bill.
Bill, yes.
Want to come on to the show.
Yes.
They've got stories. Our Bill?
No.
No. The one that the guys just added to the Snapchat group. It is Stefan's roommate from his early 20s.
Oh.
So they have lots of stories. I mentioned this last time where apparently they worked at McDonald's together and ran through a bunch of McDonald's employees.
Should we get like 2 more lapel mics just so we can have everybody?
When could we get them on the show?
I don't know. Stefan's getting his vehicle worked on and there's some other stuff going on. Apparently his sister is possibly moving back up here from Georgia. And
I've talked to Stefan's sister before.
I have.
Hey, boo. Shout out.
I don't think she even listens, but apparently I guess she has a Crohn's disease and she has to get surgery.
Yeah.
Oh.
She used to love talking to me because I would when I was working at Cobra, Stefan would be on a call with her and I'd three-way in or I'd grab his phone or whatever like that. And I'm just like, hey, boo. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time. It was funny.
Well, at K Company, there's Bill and Stefan jumps in once in a while, and then there's another guy named Justin. Mm-hmm. And Bill and Justin are talking 14 hours during the entire shift.
Oh, I can't talk that long.
Brotherly love, man. Mm-hmm. Love it.
But yeah, they would love to come on the show. That'd be cool. That'd be good.
I definitely want some new sound, not sounds, but new voices on here.
Oh, you want new sounds? I got you.
No, she took your pen.
He took the pen.
Damn it.
Dime, it's still touch screen, so you can still use your finger.
I know it is.
I'll smack your hand like a mom.
Well, do it. Mom's the boss.
Mm-hmm. Mom's boss.
Okay. He likes to be punished. It's okay.
I do.
Stand in the corner, bitch.
I won't let you hang on my balls, but you can slap my hand.
I'll hang on your balls.
Okay.
I'll swing from them motherfuckers.
All right.
I'd probably tear them.
Tarzan, Tarzan Trixie.
Hey, don't worry. I'm a nurse, and I totally know how to do stitches. So when you rip them off, I'll just stitch them back in place for them. I mean, that's great.
I'm not a nurse, and I have stitched people together before. I had an ex. She had asked me to stitch her eyebrow back because she had, like, cut her eyebrow.
Just fucking super glue that shit shut. Yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Stop touching the screen.
I did it. I'm good.
Sorry,
I'm good.
It was my idea.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So all of our tea baggers.
Sorry, Dom.
Shut the fuck up. Of our tea baggers.
Yell at me again.
I think we need to try to plan a summer gathering.
Yes.
Anybody local, even out of state, if you can make it, Ryan has plenty of land. You can camp out, but I think we need to try to set something in motion.
Yeah.
You put it far enough in advance, people like Dre can take time off work or whatever the hell the story is and get out here.
Right. Mm-hmm. When is 4th of July this year? Is it the weekend before?
It's weekend on July 4th.
You're such a smartass. All right, let me.
I mean, it's the same time every year, Ryan.
What is the date of our party for the 4th of July
this year?
It's a Thursday, right.
So it might be a late 4th of July
party. The weekend
before,
maybe?
You want to do the weekend before or the weekend after?
Weekend before.
We couldn't do the weekend after because we're working.
Right, yeah. So we did
like
the weekend
June 30th.
Before. No, is that too soon? Because we could plan.
It would have to be June 29th on Saturday. We always do it on Saturdays.
A full weekend thing, like camping and everybody stays out here.
So we start on Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a whole weekend of being fucked up? The whole weekend
of being fucked up. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we designate people to just do the fireworks so that they're not fucked up doing fireworks. But they have to have a four-hour sobering up time before the fireworks so we don't have shit aimed at us. So that'd probably be a good idea. Yeah.
Speaking of the camping thing, Ryan, yeah. have you checked on your stuff since you offered to campsites here on that website and stuff?
No, I deleted it.
Oh, you deleted it?
Yeah, I deleted it. Yeah, because I had a guy show up just randomly. Just out of the blue, like, hey, I'm here for
And you camp. Already had the app deleted and I'm
like,
at that time.
Why, yeah. He goes, oh, you didn't know I was coming? I'm like, no, I did not. But I set him up and I got him for the weekend, so it was good. I got paid, but.
And that's how we met Jake from State Farm.
That's how we met. Well, no, we met Jake from State Farm because he actually came out to quote the roof damage on the building. I brought up the podcast, as I do in most conversations. Wait till I tell you who's listening now. And he goes, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah. So I start explaining it to him. Next thing you know, dude, I got to listen. Oh, I got to come on the show. I got to. So if you guys go back to the beginning, season one, and listen to Crooked Letter episode, yes, that is his episode.
Story about the pocket pussy is the one I will never forget. I have told that story to so many people.
Yes, yes.
Like, that is by far one of my favorite stories we've ever had on here.
Right, right. So, you know, I'm talking to our solar salesman the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out here on the computer. We're doing a Zoom call, you know, doing all this, all the things. And I brought up podcast studio. And he goes, wait. You got a podcast? What's it about? And you know how I never know how to answer that? I'm like, it's a lifestyle-based podcast. Oh. And it's mostly sexual. And he's like, I have three kids and I'm married and I stay home and do work from home. I want the address. I'm like, okay. So I sent him
that's
a link.
What's up? Hey, Solar Man.
Yeah, so Solar Man. Yeah, what's up, man?
Do you want to be in our Snapchat?
I thought about offering up the Snapchat.
I want to see what you're packing, buddy. You know, we see a lot of, like, female dick parts on this. Yeah. Oh, I want to see some more dicks.
Yeah, we can go with more female parts if you want. that's fine.
I like a mixture.
Yeah.
Because I can appreciate a woman's body, but absolutely, I want to see the men's anatomy as well.
Well, yeah. Speaking of dicks and the ratings, since Trixie's the only one that has seen it, what do you rate Ryan?
Yeah, rate my dick.
I feel like
Trixie.
I need an upgraded picture.
Upgraded picture.
I haven't seen it in a couple years, I want to say.
Really? Yeah, it's been a minute.
9.5. Well, I've been there, so.
Would you rather have my dick or my tongue inside of you?
I don't remember your tongue.
Oh, you would. You can see the game that I've got now, baby.
Oh, I'm told I'm pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Well, I can't rate either one of y'all motherfuckers, because if Ryan's ever even went down on me, I don't remember.
I did. I have numerous times.
I was going to say, in all fairness, I've always been drunk.
Yeah, that's true. You need to loosen up, and then that's when
I don't need to be sloshed, but I need a few drinks. But right. I have that little problem where a few drinks turns into way too many.
That sounds like a good time, not a problem.
I have been able to control myself better. I can have a few drinks now and stop. But back in the day, I had a problem.
Right. So, speaking of drinking, next weekend I plan on drinking, and if we have people come over, I think that's when we get. Should I mention her name or just our girl from our group? She wants to put her ass on a wall. I think she puts her ass on a wall. I think she adds her tits to the wall.
I'm so thankful somebody else's butt's going to be on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe how funny it is. Like, here's some extra veggies and I've seen you naked. So that's how that happened. Yeah.
I mean,
but they're good people.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. They seem like a lot
but
of
fun. But I feel like the two in between them and Matt were like, I don't know what to think of you two.
I'm trying to think of the.
It was an older woman and a young boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're all having this whole conversation. They're just sitting there so quiet, like, what?
What are they talking about?
I know. And, like, we were just obnoxious at the end.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But yeah, that group is definitely entertaining. It'll keep you going.
Trying to give me a hug?
No, my back cracked.
Stretching. It's hot yoga over here on the other side.
Oh, I got my vacuum back in the mail the other day.
You got your vacuum back?
Yeah, I had to send it out to get repaired.
Okay, all right.
Took about a month.
Oh. Damn. Did you not vacuum for a month?
Pretty much. It's been.
He's not home. He works 23 and a half hours a day.
That's true. He's never there. I don't know how he would get anything done.
No. Mm-mm. I don't either.
By the time you're done work 65 hours a week, like, you're not working at home.
Nope. Not really.
So have you kept up on the tread or the elliptical, though?
Yes, I've done 3/4 of a mile this week.
I'm very proud of you.
Proud of you. Yep.
My husband's about to switch to midnights. So yes. Even though I want to get on my treadmill, he's going to throw me off my routine if I start. Mm-hmm. So that's just an excuse not to start.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like.
If he's getting home at 7:30 a.m., that would
you're going to be having sex at 7:45 a.m.
So that's going to be my workout.
Yeah, that's your workout.
My son gets on the bus at 7:50, so.
Okay.
Do you want me to hold you accountable to when I work out? You work out?
She's going to tell you she's working out, but she's really not going to be.
No, I'm not going to lie to you.
You can go to the gym with me.
I would love to go to the gym with you. I need to go to the gym. I love to go to the gym. I'd rather go to the gym than work out at home.
Yeah, me too.
I enjoy going to the gym.
I would go to the gym if you guys, I don't know when you guys want to work out, but I would join.
Well, see, I work midnight, so.
My whole schedule is always best.
I sleep midnights. What a coincidence.
Mine's always best when my kids are in school. So me, like 8 to 2 works for me.
Yeah, it's all you guys.
Yep.
But yeah, I love to go to the gym. Evening.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I think it's easier to be held accountable when you're physically there.
Well, if I get dressed and put my shoes on and I drive there, I'm going to work out. Mm-hmm. If I'm in my house, I have every excuse in the world why I should be doing this instead. I should be doing that instead. And
right.
I got to unfold the damn treadmill. Like,
yeah.
I like to physically get in the car and drive there. I don't know. For me, mentally, that's how I get my ass.
Why don't I just build a whole workout center here, guys? And every time we record, we'll just go work out.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Seriously, I would love that.
My wife would love
that. We could record while we're working out, as long as you're not on the treadmill running.
I couldn't breathe.
It would sound like this. Hey, guys, welcome to the Spicy Tea Podcast. And today we're working out. So, how's it going, Trixie? How are your push-ups going?
I can't do two things at once. I'd be the one to fall off the fucking treadmill trying to talk. I can't do it.
Trixie got a concussion today during recording.
She fell off the treadmill.
Best wishes out to Trixie.
Fuck you.
Ryan, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday.
For work.
For work day? I was short. I was done by 11:30.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a very short route on Friday.
So. Almost 14 hours and 600 stops.
No.
And it took me 2 hours to drive back.
I think we had 300 stops total, so it wasn't bad. It was in and out.
I had to go about an hour and a half northwest over to the Medina County.
Well, I took my daughter out yesterday, who's newly licensed, and I took her out to drive. The roads in my town were perfectly clear. We went north a little bit, and boy, everything changed. Once you switched counties, you two are distracting me.
I know. I'm sorry. That's a good one. It wasn't even me. That was dumb.
I know, it's still your toy.
It is my toy. And you picked a great one. You picked
that mostly because it might me too.
Yeah.
But what's funny is she couldn't stop. She fucking slid through a major intersection, almost got us killed. I was like, pull over.
Yeah, intersection of don't touch my shit and back the fuck up.
Oh, I was so scared. I'm like, my daughter just tried to kill us.
Wow.
I just thought she should practice driving in this weather. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could the weather. If you don't go out and park and practice in parking lots, it sucks.
That's exactly what Willow said. She goes, "Today's the perfect day to take her to an empty parking lot and let her figure it out
for sure." You know, later on, if you're interested, I don't know if you're interested, but after I come back from getting this beautiful beard trim today, we're hooking up inner tubes and rope behind the Ranger, and we're pulling people around the fields out here on inner tubes.
Oh, how was plowing yesterday for the first time?
It was great. It was great. I had so much fun.
Oh, I would have fun too. I would love to be in a plow truck, shoveling shit, moving stuff.
And I'd like to just come plow you.
Oh, I could see your dick again then and give you a better rating.
You could, yeah. Well, I mean, you said 8.5.
I said 9.5. If I've ever had your dick.
Perfect 10 is like you hear angels singing when I pull it out.
If I've ever had your dick, it's a 9.5.
I mean,
except for one. Give that man a 2. It was the worst sex of my entire life, and I went back for seconds. It was a mistake. Yeah. Worst sex ever.
Wow.
And I'm not saying names, but You know him.
I'm dying to know.
I'll tell you later, but it was the worst sex of my life.
Okay.
It was right. Like a one pump chump for real. Like, oh, no boom, shit. Boom, 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 I'm done. I was like, this was Ryan a waste of time.
Yeah.
It was awful. Awful.
And then let me guess, he's like, did you come?
He rolled over and was like,
how was it for you?
I'm like, oh no. Okay.
I make sure the girl comes before I'm even started.
Oh well, he did not give a fuck about what was happening for me.
I'm told I eat pussy like a lesbian.
Oh. Maybe we should try this.
If she don't jump out of bed after you're done and yell something like
Kobe,
then it was not. It was not. Oh good. Like Kobe.
Oh, Kobe.
I kinda regret doing that now.
What, eating pussy or no. Giving me a pen?
Making you with the soundboard.
Oh, giving me, yeah.
Well, he's having a blast.
I am. It's so fun. I like having sounds to play with.
That's not all he likes to play with.
It's like I like playing with my penis because it's a toy you can never take away. You know, what can I say? We have 8, 7, 6 minutes left or seconds on this podcast, so.
Well, we love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Hey, yeah. We all want to wish Katie...
Oh, yeah. Fast recovery.
Fast recovery. This chick is down with the vid.
The vid is real.
And yes. It's pretty rough on her right now.
Absolutely. So we need you to drink plenty of fluids. We need you to rest in bed.
Harvey, and Katie, do you think you could get a passport and get down here for the 4th of July? That would be so fun. That would be great.
Yes, that would be
We got to figure out what date you guys are.
Right. Yeah, we got to figure even if it's like a Memorial Day or like whatever, Labor Day.
Labor Day.
I don't know when these holidays are.
How about Father's Day?
Can you be my daddy? I don't know. Can we make sure
it's warm? What? Can we just make sure it's warm?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not so sure about the end of June, because it's not always that warm in June.
Okay, so we need to get make sure that Emily and Missy can and Dom and everybody has time off work. So because schedules conflict a lot. But I think they both work not Missy, but Emily does. She works.
If you plan ahead enough, I can get the days off I want.
Okay. We'll plan ahead.
I'm pretty good at
okay.
And then
we'll give these guys enough notice to where if somebody wants to come out, then come on out and let's have a big get together. Remember last year I'm like, okay, no more parties. I'm done. This year I'm like, let's have everybody out and do a big party.
There's no such thing as no more parties. This is the party house.
I know it is. My bachelor pad was the party house. And then I was like, well, this is just the old man house now. We're not going to do anything. Next thing you know, parties. Every holiday. Oh, let's party. It's Wednesday.
And, you know, we have such a diverse group of people because you got your daughter's friends.
Yeah.
Your son's friends.
Which are really fun to hang out with.
They are so much fun. And they like us better than your kids. And then we have us older people, but we just jive so well with the young kids. Like, what's his face at the New Year's Eve party?
Yeah.
I fucking loved that kid so much.
Oh, the young kid in the corner?
Yeah, I can't tell you his name right now.
I can't either. Did it start with an F or something?
I don't fucking remember, but I loved that kid so much. Yeah. He was 17, and I'm like, Kyler. Was it Kyler?
Kyler?
I don't know, but I'm like, how am I having so much fun with a 17-year-old boy? Like, he was fun.
Yeah, in a completely adult child situation.
No, he was he was
cool. He's like, I had so much fun with that 17-year-old.
But not in a dirty way. I could have been his mom. But he was fun. Like, I don't know. I picture kids these days as little fucking jerks.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
He wasn't. He was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he has an old soul, I think, because he hung out. He hung out with the big dogs.
The big dogs. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, it's because he couldn't find the small dogs.
Small dogs did leave him.
Because somebody got stuck out in the yard.
Yeah, then he came in all muddy.
I know.
It was great. Then he puked all over himself.
God. Well, it is time for the beard trimming. So I guess we're going to go.
I'm going to go home clean.
All right.
Love you all.
We love you all. And thank you guys for being on.
Yeah.
And
see you next time.
We love y'all.
When the price is right.
On the price is right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in today.
We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us.
We would love it if you'd email us at thespicyteapodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at thespicytea. If you're looking for me, you can find me at thecigarstar43 on Instagram and TikTok. You could find Trixie here at Trixie55 on OnlyFans or TrixieBell.55 on TikTok.